A figure walks into the room. The fireplace crackles as the dimly lit room reflects the light emanating from the flame. The figure lights a match and takes out a quill. Then fresh, he places the parchment on a whimsically engraved table and begins to write. It was the year 1492 of the Dale Reckoning, and the draconic magic from the Storic Isle was beginning to drum up some unintended mischief. At the time, a group of travelers were heading towards a small island through a transport out of Neverwinter. Among those travelers were two souls who had changed the fate of the Sword Coast in ways that they did not expect. A light wind carried the ship towards Dragon's Rest, a calm harbor on the north side. A plot of ink drops on the table as the figure turns towards his two guests standing at the back of the room. "Ah, Failgar. What do you look like again, sitting on the starboard side of the boat when you started this journey?"
"You see, Failgar, he is a dwarf. He has black hair, shaved sides, and a big beard with all the beads with the runes on them. And he's wearing what looks like old ratted armor that maybe has seen better days. Maybe used to be more regal. And he keeps to himself, kind of in the shadows, just stays away from light sources and kind of notices everything."
The figure writes down Failgar Hornbrew's description. He then turns to Camir Sulyasa and says, "How would you describe yourself at the time, Cammy?"
"Certainly an upright, well understood as regal standing dragonborn, purple, clearly feminine, and wearing a very shining armor, golden of course, as I must. Simply looking out over the water, excited for my first journey."
The figure continues to write. On this particular day, Cammy attracted a lot of the attention, for a dragonborn always stood out apart from the common folk. She stayed at the front, observing the island as she strode towards it. At this time, Failgar opened his eyes while sitting, not leaning, kind of sitting, kind of leaning, on the side of the boat. Perhaps finally, his luck was about to change. So, as you open your eyes here, Failgar, where are you looking? Are you looking at the crowd of people on the boat? Are you looking out? Are you gonna turn around? Are you gonna look outside towards the waterway?
"I notice everybody. I'm not looking at the waterway. I've seen water. Don't really deal with it. But I'm clocking everybody that walks in. Threat, not a threat. Assigning people to values like that. And I'm just kind of mentally keeping my distance, but noticing everybody coming in."
Can you roll a perception check for me?
That's a 9.
It's a 9?
Yeah.
As you're staring, kind of looking for any kind of danger or clocking people and making, you know, some quick notes in your head who could be dangerous, who could be not dangerous, you do notice Cammy, because Cammy does stand out. But apart from that, like, the group of kind of travelers that are coming with you, you just have a general sense that they're, you know, they look like regular travelers. Like, you know, they might have some different backgrounds. They might be cleaning, but you don't see anything untowards. I was giving you a second if you jump it in here or not.
Okay. Yeah. So seeing Cammy come in, I will just kind of get closer to them, but maybe not talk to them immediately.
Okay. So Cammy, you're looking out to the waves. Is that right?
Yep. I'm trying to look in the direction that we're going.
Okay. Okay. I want you to roll a perception check.
Perception. Just for importance. It is mainly like I'm clearly nervous as this is the first one. Like, I'm standing overly structured, I guess, using a lot of the historical or the trained in posture as like a mask. That's just part of there. Yeah.
Can I also ask, are you looking, so there is, we're kind of going into the harbor. So you can either be looking at the island itself. You can be looking at the kind of the water around surrounding the island. You could also be looking in the sky. Which of these are you looking towards?
I'm going to say water to try and steady before I turn around and look to the island.
Okay. You have a perception check.
I rolled an at one.
You are very, very nervous about what this could entail. You have a history that I'm sure we'll learn of later, but this is for sure one of those first big adventures that you're going on. You do not notice as Failgar is approaching closer to you. Failgar, do you happen to interact with Cammy?
I think after seeing them just fully blanked out, I do eventually tap him on the shoulder and say something like, you know, you got to pay attention when you're on these things. People are up to no good all the time.
I'm going to be a little bit startled and be like, oh my goodness, thank you for bringing me back to the world. Yes, I do. I do. I'm Cammy. What's your name?
Failgar. Failgar Hornbrew.
Nice to meet you. What brings you to the island?
Oh, just out here sightseeing, I guess. You?
I don't know. This is necessarily an island for sightseeing. I guess it is quite beautiful. I'm going to turn around at this point and look at the island. But I'm here much more for glory, I'll say. Clearly
glory.
Excited. Yes.
Okay.
It's my first adventure. I've trained for quite a bit of time, but I've never really been out of my, I'll say, protected care. And I heard stories of a princess trapped in a castle, and so I'm here trying to investigate and hope to find something for this.
That's a lot. Okay. Yeah. I was just out here.
You can sightsee as much as you like. Would you like to join me? I don't know. I'm here for friends, here for whatever.
Sure.
That
sounds much more exciting than what I'm doing. So, yes. This sounds like maybe it might be prolific. Make some money there.
At this point, can Cammy, can you roll a insight check?
Absolutely. Another nat one. I'm very nervous.
As Failgar kind of says, it's much more interesting than what I'm doing, right? You don't really clock that. So you don't clock that. You don't have information about Failgar. And I guess the nervousness is you're just trusting the person you talk to. So there's a bit of that sense.
Somebody's willing to talk to the very obvious Dragonborn at this point, standing somewhat separate. That's already a good enough sign.
You continue talking in this way, the both of you, as you just kind of getting like some you know, general knowledge of each other. Nothing more significant pops up, apart from, you know, Cammy already giving way too much backstory to a stranger. But
that's where we're starting.
but otherwise, Failgar just kind of talks around some things but just a nice little chit chat as you enter the harbor and the boat docks. Do the two of you step out first in front of the crowd? Do you let the crowd go in front of you? Are you going to mingle in the crowd as you step out? What's the general thing here?
I think I would kind of put a hand on Cammy's shoulder and hold her back and say you better let the crowd go first. We don't want to be in the front of whatever's up there.
Is this a custom in this area to let others go first?
No, I get nervous in crowds, and I'd rather know who's in front of me than wonder who's behind me.
Of course. Would you like me to take the lead?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm going to begin slightly walking away.
Yeah, so I'm imagining that Failgar follows.
Or do you want to hold me back?
Are you going to let Cammy go kind of right behind the crowd?
We can follow at the back of the crowd.
Okay. So the two of you are following back of the crowd. Just so you are clear, Felagar, and you do clock this, the captain and the rest of the crew is behind you. So by that definition, there is someone behind you, but they are staying on the boat. So you're good. You're good in that.
That's fine. There's some trust there. They ferried us here all the way safely.
Yes. Yes. We're gonna make the assumption that any payment was done beforehand, in Neverwinter, where you sailed out of. So you kind of make your way, a little bit of splashing as you kind of get down to it's rocky pretty quickly, right? Like, this is not a sandy beach. There's a lot of kind of stones and different places, but you do manage to kind of, it's a kind of like a ramp going down, like a wooden ramp that you walk down, and then you get into this water, little bit of water but stone area. And the two of you notice a commotion happening at the front of the crowd. Because there are like 20 to 30 people, you don't really know what it is yet, but there is something happening as you approach Dragon's Rest here.
Okay.
I'm going to begin pushing to the front to see what happens.
Okay. I'm going to stick close to Cammy and grumble about crowds and how many people are here. I told them not to go up to the front, but here we are anyway.
Yeah. Cammy, she does manage, like, everyone, as this is happening, by the way, Cammy, everyone gets out of the way of Cammy, okay? So there's a commotion happening up front, but everyone gets out of the way of Cammy, and she does kind of look ahead and notice that kind of blocking the path into the main monastery area. All of you know this is kind of a monastery, a place of perhaps silent retreat and devotion of some kind. It's kind of like a religious or sanctuary type place. And you notice kind of crawling out from the sides of the rocks. There's like bigger jagged rocks as you walk up. There's just, first you see a little pinky, and it's just the bone. And then a hand starts to go out from the rock, and a skeleton's face appears. And you clock very quickly. There are six of these skeletons around. Do you first want to ascertain perhaps their intentions, or do you react right away?
Skeletons is never a good idea. I think I'm probably getting ready. Maybe don't do anything just yet, but I'm definitely preparing.
Okay, so you grab your... What weapon do you have on you here?
I load my little crossbow.
You load your little crossbow, and what does Cammy do at this point?
I'm actually going to do something similar and grab the hilt of my longsword, just hand on it, being ready to draw. But I do want to kind of try and ascertain if this is like more of a normal expected thing from not the crowd of people, but if there's any monks or anyone that seems to be like they're supposed to be here.
So you don't see, you right away you clock that there's no one that is related to Dragon's Rest in around the area. The dock, there's like a long pathway past these skeletons that kind of continues on. So you're kind of at the front gate, in front of the front gate. Like you're kind of, it's like if you ever seen those like very fancy residences, and like if you open their front gate, they're still like, it's not actually miles ahead, but like there's a long path still till you get to the main main house. So that's yeah, all you're seeing is these skeletons. I do want you on that. I'm gonna say Felagar is definitely ready to fight, but I want Cammy to roll an insight check on these skeletons.
This one is a 14.
It's a 14. You do notice that these skeletons, as they form up, they don't seem to be going towards you, but the six of them are almost making the skeleton wall. So they're almost blocking your path there.
Okay. I'm gonna kind of hold my hand out back to Felagar and be like, Let's hold for now. They're not attacking.
What are the people around us doing?
Now that Cammy and you have approached kind of in front of the group has actually backed off. So at first they were kind of pointing out, oh, I see skeletons kind of appearing, but now they've backed out. From this, I'm going to give you this right away. The people that are traveling with you are mostly commoners, right? They don't really have weapons on them. They're not, like, to them, this was, they're mostly like Neverwinter, either lesser nobles, right, who has enough money for this fanciful trip, or perhaps, in fact, pilgrims, someone who has some kind of religious devotion related to dragons. So none of them really have weapons on them, and they're just shouting about it, but seeing the two of you take the lead, they back away.
Okay, so we're the only two that are kind of holding our ground.
Yes. Because you didn't attack right away, I want the both of you now to do an Arcana check.
I
got a 20.
A natural or dirty?
No, dirty.
Dirty. So both of you succeed, and all of a sudden, you sense some magic coming from the skeletons. And you hear a voice kind of magically magically sent through the skeletons here, okay? And the voice says the following:
do not approach the island. There are things you do not know, and your death will be imminent.
Well, that's not good.
We're already on the island. I guess if we shouldn't approach forward.
You should go back to the boat before it leaves.
Okay.
Are you the ruler of this place?
I feel like there's much more to your story. If you leave now, because if you stay, your story will end before it's begun.
Are you a... Are you an author? Are we writing stories here? Are we famous? What's happening here?
This is the last thing that's said before before interaction ends, before it gets too meta here. But the last thing that the skeleton says here is,
"Oh, I do not write books per se, but I do write names."
All the skeletons, the arcana disappears, and you actually find all the skeletons crumble back into bones, a pile of bones. Just, they're being magically upheld by whoever this sorcerer is, per se, and they've now dropped to the ground. And on that, I want all of you to roll a religion check.
I was about to ask if I could. 21.
Okay, so Failgar, you don't clock this, but Cammy, as a learned student yourself, I assume, right? Which Failgar will learn of later, perhaps. The deity that writes names, you can infer from this that either the person who spoke to you is either a servant, somewhat related to a deity that speaks of death. Okay. And that's all I'll give you for now.
Okay.
But that is something like you're kind of at this point, and maybe you'll take the rest of the day. Maybe as you sleep on it at night, you'll figure it out in the morning. But you're kind of going through your Rolodex of lots of different kind of gods related to death. And you have a sense that whoever was speaking through the skeletons had to do with that. Okay. So you kind of track that, and you're still thinking it through. But you feel like a name is starting to like pick at you. Like, what was it? What was that name? What was that thing that I'm trying to remember right now? And that's how that interaction ends. Do we continue on? Do you run back to the boat? What is the next play?
So the skeletons kind of fell down and they don't look like they're going to pick up?
Nope. Okay. All danger is kind of gone at that moment.
All right. I guess I'm going to turn to Cammy and just say, so you were saying something about a princess.
Yes, of course. I was told of a princess. We're just going to ignore the skeletons.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's important to carry on or if we need to get back on the boat.
Well, it's mostly
how
rumors.
How important is this princess thing?
Mostly rumors, I would say, of a princess trapped in a tower. But I was hoping that we might find information here or something. This doesn't seem to be... the skeletons seem to be a warning, I assume, rather than anything stronger than a warning.
Cammy, would you say in this moment that you're talking loud enough that the rest of the travelers hear you?
Yeah, I would not be whispering.
You'd not be whispering?
I would not be subtle about this.
You do notice that, like, there are maybe, I'll say out of the 20 or so people there, there's like five or so that go, there was a rumor circling town about a princess on the island. You know, and then you kind of see as this is happening, like the five of them that are talking, they're just like, they got a couple like sketches and they're kind of nerding out. They're like, oh my goodness, it was true. The rumor is true. They're just talking to each other. And so they went, these are the lesser nobles. Actually, at this point you clock that it's kind of like a bunch of like teenagers that are like really into kind of, you know, they're a little too well to do for their own good, and this is their first adventure, but they're coming from it from a very different standpoint than you are, in that it's like, oh yeah, we have stories and stuff, and we're gonna be part of the story now. Like, they're very excited as you mentioned this.
See, they seem to know of the rumors as well, so
okay,
it can't be open small, like based on nothing.
If we think it was just a warning, I've got nothing waiting for me back in Neverwinter, so let's carry on, I guess.
To honor and glory, I assume. I don't know.
To honor and glory.
The five nobles, to honor and glory. They jump out, and they actually run in front of you, because they see the dangers pass, and, well, they're teenagers. Okay, so their perception of danger is not there, so they run on ahead, and I guess you lead the rest of the group, or would you then go back to behind the group and let them lead again? What's the vibe there?
I think at this point, I would be fine following the teenagers. We've kind of established that they're not going to do anything if something happens in front of us, so.
There you go. So
They're not threats anymore.
As you continue walking down the path, there's jagged rocks on each side. It's paved almost too well. It doesn't look like it's your immediate guess here would probably magicians of some kind helped kind of pave the way here, because it is quite smooth. As you walk kind of towards the more inner parts of Dragon's Rest, it's really cool because you notice on the left side of you, there's a couple of rooms. You can ascertain that those are rooms that you and the other travelers will stay in. That's where you kind of be your quiet, your own space. And on the right, you see kind of the harbor. It's this waterway that's surrounded with rocks on both sides. So if you want to think of it like a waterway cul-de-sac a little bit on the right. The difference is, though, that your rooms themselves, they're all on the left side. So they're kind of inside the actual mountain, or like cut out of the actual mountain. And on the right, you just see that water on both sides. And as you kind of catch up to these teenagers who ran on ahead, you see they're being kind of quieted down by an elder, who is telling them. You kind of hear this just kind of within earshot. All right, let's calm down, my friends. It's nice that you're here, but all this excitement, we try to avoid it. We try to keep a quiet space here. do you approach? Do you maybe take a look at the rooms? Maybe look out the waterway?
Kami, do you think we should tell them about the skeletons? Do you think that's part of their whole thing out here?
Having heard that we keep it quiet here, I'm just going to nod. And then walk over.
Okay, I'll just follow.
Ah, more guests, I see. As she greets the both of you in a very warm way, you notice that her vestments are a yellowish brown. They've been sewn together. But they don't. What's interesting about it is that it looks like there's an intentional pattern behind it. It's very proper. Everything is trimmed. Everything is like looks very nice, but the material itself is weathered. So there's a lot of care into the stitching. There's a lot of care into how this elder presents herself. However, you notice that it's not new material, right? It's older material that's kind of patched together to look. Well, she looks like a monk, right, or an abbot, or what have you. And she introduces herself as Runara, the elder of Dragon's Rest. She also tells you, I'll finish the intro here. She also tells you that you may choose one of the rooms that are on the side to stay. You should stay. You can stay in whether 2 to 3 people per room. And you're welcome to visit any of the facilities, whether it is the main temple, which is a lot farther down ahead, or the kitchen, perhaps, or the library. Do you have questions for her?
Yes. When Cammy walks up to her, she's gonna wave and whisper, like very under her breath. What are the general expectations of us here?
We don't allow any fighting, any kind of noise, any disrupting of the other, either those who are part of the Dragon's Rest themselves, kind of helping organize everything. If there are complaints, we do have our ways of making you leave the island, which does usually, you do have to wait for the boat to come back. However, we have our ways. She kind of smiles a little bit. There's a glint in her wary eyes. There's a glint of mischief. but generally she tells you there won't be a lot of like anything to do with fighting, anything to do with stealing something from other people, anything to do with any kind of arguments. Her plan is to kick everybody out involved.
I like it. And is there a place that I could see the specifics? Just for my own understanding.
Okay.
Or is this spoken word?
No. At this point, she's going to roll an insight check on you. I rolled a nat 1. She doesn't know why anyone would ever ask this. However... she does have like a parchment paper that has a list of 3 rules. Very simply, it does kind of look like a paper that's given to more the younger
perfect
people who visit the island. I think the captain who brings the ship around does kind of warn people a lot about the expectations more generally, but the written note says the following. No fighting, no stealing, I was gonna say no interfering with the indigenous people of this island. Okay, those are your 3 rules you're given.
All right, as
you can probably tell from this is usually given to children as like this is the only thing they'll remember. But it is written down.
It's
so
written
you do,
down. That's,
you do get that
counts.
Paper.
Interacting with,
we'll say the indigenous people of this island.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I will thank her for this and go back to a normal volume rather than speaking or whispering.
So after you whisper, we'll kind of change the timing on that. After you whisper, then she explains all the other parts of the rules because I think this interaction should happen first. So we're good with that. Is Felagar going to ask anything to Renara?
Yeah. Right after they're done talking, I'm going to kind of go up to Renara and just be like, hey, so we had a bunch of skeletons out there greet us at the boat. Is that y'all?
Can you roll an insight check as you say this?
That would be a 9.
Her face doesn't change as you say this. You don't really clock anything specifically. But she does respond saying, Skeletons. I remember skeletons last year at this time. I thought we had found a way to get rid of them. You kind of see her mind as she's talking to you, thinking through what might be the cause, right, of skeletons being around the island. But her kind of face furrows, right? Her kind of eyes, you can see her as she's thinking. And she is troubled. You clock that she is a little bit troubled by this. Thank you for telling me. I will do my best to find out the cause of these skeletons. I certainly hope what happened last year is not happening here again. And
yep. Okay. What happened last year? Is that something we can talk about, or
perhaps if you find me at the temple, or my study, we can talk about this in private. As she kind of gestures, as she sees the rest at this point, the rest of the travelers are joining you.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, perfect. So with kind of the rules given to Cammy, the skeleton troubles talked about between Felagar and Renara. Renara does the same kind of speech, telling everyone about everything as they walk in. And she kind of swiftly walks over. You notice Renara, who is an elderly woman, you kind of notice, perhaps not strange for you, Cammy, but it could be a little more strange for Felagar, that there's actually a kobold attendant that she meets with, and they talk to each other briefly, and the kobold attendant with a little clipboard runs away to perhaps find out what is happening on the island. As all this happens, Renara does kind of move down further in the path, and you're led by, out of nowhere, just a bunch of kobold kids telling you, oh, you're the new guest. Oh, so fun. And they just kind of run around and they show you, they shove you / circle around you and bring you to your room. So they show you the place that the two of you are staying. You did not decide this. They kind of put you two together, so be it. And you are we'll say the third room from the entrance pathway. And you can kind of get settled. You can bring your traveler's chest or any other material you have into this rocky room. It's pretty much a hole, and the bed is made of rock. There is a light material placed above the rock bed, but it's very, very, very meager. And you can kind of use the space as you like. There are doors on the outside that open and close, so the doors are kind of separate from that, impaled into the rock.
While the kobold kids were trying to push us to the place, I would be very actively trying to avoid touching them and having too much interaction at all with them. Because I'm going to assume that they're part of the indigenous populations.
As that's happening, you do notice the kobolds kind of run around, and they're like clapping you on the back or just like randomly giving you handshakes. You don't have really much of a choice.
I'm doing everything I can to not
interact
with them.
Can you do a sleight of hand check?
Sure. I got a 7.
Yeah, they do manage to grab your wrist, pull you along. There's at one point, there's 4 of them. They each have both your hands, and they're pulling you.
I, visibly disturbed at this.
They don't mind. They just keep going. And then they all run off towards kind of where Renara went earlier. further down the path. How about you, as this was happening, what was Failgar up to or thinking?
I just let him push me along, and I think I'm obviously a clock, Cammy, being very uncomfortable, and I'm like, hey, are you okay?
We were told not to interact with them.
But they're interacting with you. That's fine.
I'm going to read the thing again. It says very specifically no interaction with the indigenous peoples.
Ah, it's fine. I try to take the paper.
Oh. Do you try to pull it away?
I'm going to try and keep it.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
I just try to take it. If he resists, I'm not going to force the issue.
Okay, okay.
But I was trying to do a, it's fine, just throw it away. But if he's keeping it, I'll just leave it alone.
I need to speak with Renara.
Like now?
Well, we've broken a law. Something's gone wrong. Like we have to. I have to admit this, right?
Can you do an insight check, Frank, on Cammy as this happens?
That's a 14.
Cammy really cares about laws. That's for sure.
Okay. I mean, if you've got to report it, go for it. I'm going to get set up in the bedroom, though.
I'm going to run after, or not run, but run after Renara. There's nothing about running.
Okay, Cammy, I'm going to say, as you're running towards Renara, are you looking around you at all? Perhaps, like, kind of looking
at... At this point, I'm worried about Kobold kids.
Kobold kids. So you're looking for Kobold kids. Do you happen to look towards any of the rooms as you're passing by, or do you run on?
If they look like rooms that would have visitors in them, no. If they look like more like well-lived-in homes, then yes.
Can you give me a perception check?
Perception.
On the last room, we'll say, as you're about to leave kind of the hosting area.
It's a 7.
Yeah, you don't really notice anything. So you keep running down... And
I got kids Cammy, to worry about.
Cammy, the female dragonborn, is on her way to. Well, first you're gonna pass kind of a couple of things on your way. First, there's kind of this like house you notice like as you're running by. It's like a little hut on the side, and it has a what I would best describe as a very ancient like. pulley system that lifts water or people up and down from it. you pass this by. You clock it really quick. Listen, if you ever want to be lowered towards the water in a bucket and swim away, I guess, you have
There's
that
an option.
Available.
Perfect.
There is an option. Next, you see the kitchen. Do you take a peek in the kitchen? As this is happening, you notice the path is curving. So, originally, the first kind of level, right, is the rooms, which are closer to the water level, and as you go towards this kind of, it's called the winch house, which I love when there's words that I've never seen before. But anyway, as you go towards it, it's on your right, and the path itself starts to curve to the left. So the path, as it goes up, curves to the left. So the second level kind of almost oversees the first level, if that makes sense. So it's like a two-story type setup here at Dragon's Rest. So now you're heading back. You see kind of the rooms or the people around the room slightly, and they're on your left, like the lower levels on your left, and on your right you see the kitchen. Do you step in?
I might poke my head in quick to see if Renara's in there, but...
Renara is not in there. However, the kobold with the...
board?
Yeah, thanks for helping me out. The clipboard is, or whatever you want to call it. The some kind of slab that writing with ink, per se, is in there kind of ordering a bunch of younger kobolds around.
Good enough. I'll talk to that person.
Ega looks at you. Okay. Looks up and down. I'm giving you her name. There it is. You find out it's actually her because there is a name tag. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the name tag is it's written. Sorry.
What How is it spelled? Say?
How is it spelled? A G G A. And it says Ega, assistant to the general. No. it says Ega, kobold helper. Okay. Ega walks up to you and she says, I don't think you should be here, and you're also already causing a lot of trouble. So if you're here to cause more trouble, I kindly ask that you leave.
I'm here to report the fact that I've done a crime.
Oh, perfect. She takes out like a different, or like we'll say a parchment paper. There's like a second parchment paper that she puts on her clipboard and quickly strikes in, looks at you, dragonborn, light purple skin.
My name is Cammy, if you need that.
Cammy, write down Cammy, infraction, and then there's like X, and there's like puts like two empty boxes beside it. and is like, when you get to three, then I'll bring it to Renara. And then she like goes back to ordering people around.
I'll take that as reported, and that's good enough. I'll walk back and be like, thank you for, I guess, the lenience. I'm unsure. Thank you. And then I'll walk away. Go back down.
Perfect.
Nice to meet you, Aga.
It was okay to meet you. But she goes back to what she was doing.
Did I do something wrong?
Failgar, as this was happening, do you kind of take a look around at the other rooms, maybe say hi to a few people? What is the general vibe?
I think I stash my stuff in the bedroom, and then I immediately try to check out the two rooms on either side of us. Just kind of scoping out the place.
So we'll say the room even closer to the second room from the that's how we'll count the rooms. So the second room from the pathway, you notice it is the noble kids, and all five of them are there. So you're going to have some noisy neighbors, and yes, it was supposed to be three to a room. However, you don't know if it was a donation or extra donations, or if they just decided that it would be better for all these teenagers to be in the same place at once. However, all five of them are bunking, and it's a frat party, essentially, in that room. You do notice, actually, kind of as you're scoping them out, you do notice some bottles of wine being poured out that were stashed. Not in the rules not to have wine. So as you know from Campy's interaction earlier, they're being, you know, a little obnoxious, but they're having a good time, and they're just talking in the room. On the other side, there are two individuals. You notice that they close the room quite quickly. As this was all happening, and they seem to be setting up inside, but they are definitely trying to avoid any snooping eyes in it.
Would I happen to be able to see anything before they close the door, or as they're closing the door?
So we'll say as you're setting up, or as you're like around there, you can roll a perception check on them as they're kind of walking through the door.
That's a nat one.
You don't really clock too much. You're kind of mad at yourself for not seeing, or yeah, not going there first, not clocking it earlier. But there is a part of you that understands as a traveler, as a lone traveler, that perhaps there are times you keep to yourself to not get into trouble, as opposed to because you have a secret. So that kind of crosses your mind as you don't really clock what's happening, but it does seem like that group is staying in the rooms for now.
Okay. If that happens, then I'll just kind of mumble and just say, unlucky again. And then I'll look back to the frat guys and kind of open their door and just yell, honor and glory.
Honor and glory. They actually invite you in as this happens if you want a drink with them.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go in for a drink. I want to see if they're what kind of party they're having. Are they just hanging out? Are they getting into trouble? Like, what's the deal?
You can tell right away. They're kind of quick talking to each other. The wine is flowing. However, I think they're trouble. Like, they've already had the excitement with the skeletons today. So we're going to say we're later on in the evening here as time is progressing here. So you kind of get the sense that this is the chill talk and drink some wine day. And tomorrow they'll go up to some new adventures. I'll say, as they invited you in, there are kind of some interesting conversations that you gather from them. Specifically, that the Neverwinter nobles seem to be preparing for something. You can't quite get exactly what it's for, but a lot of, maybe not these families because they are from like the lesser noble families, but perhaps the more wealthy families have begun to essentially put on the retinue, right, buy out knights, soldiers, and adventurers. So you kind of clock this as, okay, well, one, there might be a nice kind of some work there, right? That you can find if you head back to Neverwinter at some point. But you also clock like, okay, there seems to be some kind of large plan that the nobles know about. But these lesser nobles aren't really clued into what it is. They just know that a lot more knights and soldiers and the like are being hired.
Okay. I think I will just kind of hang out with them and maybe play a few games of chance and just talk with them until Cammy comes back.
Perfect. How much do you bet on these games of chance over the course of the night? Or the course of the hour, I guess, and the Cammy's gone, we'll say.
I would say that he probably doesn't go over a gold just for now. We're just having a good time throwing around a little bit of change.
Okay, just roll 20 for me. I want to see what you got.
Okay.
Oh, actually, do you have a... Hold on.
Yeah, I've got a regular 20. 18?
18. You managed to get a gold piece from each of them, so you get 5 gold pieces added to your pouch there.
Nice.
Money, money. And you're also very thankful, I suppose, to them inviting you and giving you a drink. How do you kind of exit that social interaction? Do you say bye?
I think it ends with me just kind of sweeping all the gold up into my arms and just being like, well, guys, it's been great. I'll see you around the island. And if you ever need anything, come on over here. And I will pay you back this gold if you bring me some more tidbits of information about those skeletons.
They agree and they say, to honor and glory, as you leave. They're having a good time, even with their gold gone. Yes, they're less on nobles, but them losing a gold piece is not the end for them. As you're carrying these 5 gold pieces that you earned, can you do a wisdom saving throw for me?
Yes. That's 19.
On a 19, you don't nothing's really affecting you. However, you do feel like something in the back of your mind, like almost like a, the best way I could describe it, it's like it's almost like a rock, a little stone, like a little piece of rock just bouncing. A little bit. Just kind of bounces down 5 times. You just hear 5 kind of little knocks as this rock falls. And that's it. You don't really, like, it's kind of weird to you. It's kind of strange, but with a 19, like, it doesn't really affect you. It's just out of nowhere, this thought comes to your mind.
So I hear the rock, or a...
Say in your mind's eye, you think it.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to... I don't know. I think I'm going to maybe instinctively cast a spell. Mage armor.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
As a kind of a reaction to this, that I need to... putting me on the defensive.
So, and can you describe what mage armor does for me?
Until the spell ends, the target's base AC becomes 13 plus dex mod, so 1, so I'll be 14.
14. Okay, good.
But in fiction, you just kind of see a little glimmer, and then shadows coalesce around Felagar.
And that is all. Felagar casts it on himself, and nothing untoward happens. But you do have kind of this lingering feeling of what was that sound in your head, right? Like the kind of why was this implanted in my brain? What was that? As this kind of ends, and you're kind of going back into your room, Cammy appears. Cammy, noticing perhaps a coalescing of shadows as it is getting dark and it is getting towards the night, coalescing shadows around Felagar. What do you do? You're coming back from the kitchen, by the way. We'll say the time it took for you to like walk all the way, walk back, and the conversation was about the same amount of time as the drinking party or Felagar's. Yeah.
It would have been a much more casual walk back. Nothing really. I've reported my crimes, so I'm not in any sort of, you know, state of distress. I would just be casually walking, trying to not interact with others because I don't want to do that again. But otherwise, nothing big is happening. So when I come back in, I'll just, you know, greet Felagar and be like, "Hey, how was your night? Why?" Do I notice the mage armor? I assume it's visible.
Yeah, you notice it. I'm gonna say you clock it. Yeah.
Why do you have your mage armor? What?
Oh, sorry. I was startled. Something felt weird back there.
You weren't fighting, right?
No, I wasn't fighting.
I was
hanging out with the guys next door. We were playing some games and drinking a little bit.
Okay.
They're gonna have to give me information if they find anything. So,
who are the ones next door? I haven't had the chance to see who's.
Oh, it's those kids that ran in front of us.
Oh, they were fun.
For honor and glory. Those guys,
of course.
Yeah.
I liked them. They were. It was fun to see other people, new on their adventure as well. Always worrying being the only one alone, right, or only one that's new.
Yeah, they were a good time. We had a good time hanging out and got some gold off. And I kind of put the 5 gold on the table. And
did you steal it?
No. We were playing games.
Okay.
Just a little betting. Friendly betting.
I'm sus. I'm slightly sus of Felagar. Having both mage armor and and extra 5 gold.
Can you roll an insight check for me?
There's insight. 19.
You can while what you were so nervous kind of coming to the island, so you didn't really clock a lot of things, you have now grown more suspicious of Felagar. There is something that is not being told of you, told to you. You don't know quite what it is, but perhaps you are slightly less open to Felagar because you suspect him of something.
All right.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah, there's just a little bit of discord among the party. It's fine. So what do you think was up with those skeletons?
I don't know. I was going to talk to you about that. That guy was talking a lot about writing stories, and you know, he said he writes names, and I don't know. It was just a weird time. I'm glad we didn't have to fight him, though, because... You know, that would have broken one of the rules before we even got here.
Well, clearly that's already a problem. They're so easy to break. I can't believe these. Yes, we didn't fight though, so we're good. Didn't have to report that one.
As this happens, I'm going to say just from your earlier check, right? At this point, you're now recalling that there is a god. The name has not gone to yet, but there is a god that writes down, that keeps track of those who have died. And so you're slowly, like, you're kind of, oh, that thing that I remember, trying to remember, it's slowly coming back to you as you talk about this again.
Okay. I swear I know something about maybe the person that talked to us, but at the very least the one that they serve. Do I trust you enough? Probably. I think it was some god of death, I think, that writes down the names of those who have died, but I can't remember who it is.
Well, why would the god of death throw down on us for visiting an island?
Sorry, what was that?
So why would the god of death be talking to us for visiting an island, though?
I don't know, but do you think it might be related to something from last year with those skeletons?
Yeah, I talked to the abbot about that. They said to find them in private later on.
It is getting quite dark as you're kind of saying this, so you might have to wait till the next day.
Okay. You think we should leave it alone for till tomorrow or try to find them at night? I don't know.
I'm sure I wouldn't want to bother at night. That seems like slightly rude. They've been doing everything all day, I'm sure. Collecting new people and stuff, so we can wait. Maybe I'll remember what that name was by then.
Okay. Well, I'll try to find a good time tomorrow to bring it up.
Do you have other plans? We can just try and meet them.
We could do that, yeah. No, I don't have any other plans. Like I said, I'm just getting away from Neverwinter for a while.
Can both of you roll a perception check at this point?
Slash me is sus. Is sus a failure? 24.
You said perception?
Yes. Okay. Failgar doesn't know this. However, perhaps your suspicion of Failgar has led you to be a little more alert right now. You do hear, just outside your room as you're talking, the door beside you, the fourth one, not the one that the kids are at, but the fourth one, start to creep open. And you see a little light, kind of like a torch light, coming from it, and you hear footsteps as they begin to walk out. Do you tell Failgar or not?
Because
you wouldn't know at all, right? Any of Failgar looking around, you don't know that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do clock people are leaving, you could just leave it, or you can mention it. Or run outside, up to you.
When you say creaks open, does it sound like they're trying, like, did it sound like a slow creak, like they were trying to be
Yeah,
quiet?
You hear these old, like, old hinges creak very slowly open. But it is with the party beside talking a lot, and, like, you know what I mean? You have to actually actively be listening to hear it.
I'm going to, like, kind of shush and put my finger to my mouth, being like, shh, and then go to the door and listen.
What does Failgar do here?
If I'm being shushed, I will be quiet, but I will kind of mimic, and I'll maybe join them at the door and just kind of give a questioning look.
Okay, so with both of you listening from the door, you hear hushed voices outside. You can't see anything, obviously, but you do hear.
Do you think he's on the island? Do you think he's there?
The other voice then responds.
I mean, knowing him, he probably ran away here. That's probably where he is.
And those steps, right, as they're walking away from you, you do hear a slight sound, almost like a dagger being pulled out of a hilt. And they are walking away from your door, so towards the later doors. The later rooms here in Dragon's Rest.
Okay. I guess I just look at Cammy and I mouth, "No fighting."
I nod.
I open the door and maybe we try to follow.
Do I want to follow? Were there any, like, there was no guard presence around, eh?
No.
Okay, I'll follow and then use this, even though I'm awful at sneaking.
Can you both give me a stealth check?
I'm going to try and follow from, like, a very big distance, because I want to make sure that there's no chance I'm fighting.
So I'm going to say Felgar is for sure, like, actually following.
Uh-huh. And I'm you're like as far as possible. I'm following Felgar.
You're following Felgar. Exactly. And remember, these doors are like relatively close to each other. So there's only so much distance you're covering here. Okay.
I might actually just look outside then. Can we see them?
Yeah. I'll give Felgar. Yeah. Do you just look outside the door or are you?
Yeah. I'll just peek out and I got a 13.
Actually, so I will give you both advantage if you're just peeking out.
Okay.
And is your light off or on, your candlelight within your room? What would you say it is?
I would have not had it on.
I would have had the chance to turn it on.
And I do believe, do both of you have dark vision?
Got dark vision, yes.
You do. Okay, so you both have dark vision, so I'm going to give you advantage on those rolls. Can you both roll that for me?
Okay. Is still my best.
I got a 17.
We're going to say that the two robed kind of secretive figures do not notice you. And you notice they head towards the last door on the left. And one of them takes out Felgar can tell right away, just from the context, just from your own experience, a set of thieves' tools and attempts to open the last door. We'll say the 12th door. There's 12 rooms here.
Okay. And we're just peeking out of our door?
You're just peeking out the door, but you do have a sense that they're definitely trying to pick a lock.
Okay. I'm going to take a bit of fleece out of my pocket and just kind of rub it, and you're going to hear somebody down the hall just from their room basically like, "For glory and honor!" And then I'm going to cast a minor illusion and use the sound portion of it. Make it sound like there's people coming, or make it loud so that people will wake up or something like that.
Okay, I'm going to do a saving throw for our two mystery figures here.
Oh, I was going to say, and if possible, I'd like to keep our door as closed as possible, but still be able to see.
We're going to say you're far enough away that it's relatively safe. Okay, so here we go. Okay. One of the figures visibly freaks out as this is happening. But it is the second figure. The figure kind of, you know, we'll say the figure less inclined, less adventurous perhaps, as he kind of freaks out, and the deeper voice that you heard earlier, and he kind of begins to go back to his room. However, the other figure does continue to try to pick the lock that's there. So you kind of have this split loyalties here. One's a security cat, one freaked out, the other one's like still trying to do the mission. And it's the higher pitched voice you heard. And she continues to pick her lock. As he's kind of heading back towards the room, what do the two of you do? Do you close the door fully there? Do you leave it ajar?
I think I would probably just leave it ajar and claim innocence.
And then back away.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm going to roll perception for him. He does notice your door is ajar, but I will say that he's so freaked out from the voices and stuff, he kind of runs into his room. He kind of like quickly slips back into his room. Where I'm going to roll one last thing for a sleight of hand. The thief's tools jam. And the other figure seeing her comrade kind of run away. You can tell, like, you don't really see her face, right? But you can tell there's a sense of like crap, this didn't work out. And she begins to hurry back to her room. Okay, and I'm gonna roll two more things here for the people who are inside that room. Okay. Okay, no. The two people that were inside the room do not wake up. So whatever the tinkering was, it wasn't loud enough to wake them up. Perhaps they're having a nice sleep in room 12 there. But she makes it back to her room. Do you... Well, I should roll a perception on her as well. She doesn't notice her room open, but she is kind of quickly hurried into her own room, and they close the door quite quickly. What do the two of you do?
I kind of gently breathe a sigh of relief, both for the fact that it apparently was foiled, and then or whatever their plan was foiled, and that we didn't have to do anything violent to get it to stop.
I'm happy I didn't have to not do anything violent to get it to stop. But now, currently thinking about asking what happens if I see a crime.
that's a good question, Cammy.
Do the two of you? Yeah. What do the two of you do after this? Do you head to bed now that it's gone quite dark, or do you want to maybe go walk around?
Should we warn the person in the room, the people, whoever's in there?
I think now's a good time to go find the abbot.
Maybe. It no crimes really went wrong. It wasn't really a crime.
There was intent there, though. They had a dagger. They were trying to pick the lock.
Do these laws have intent? I don't see any intent written, at least. Would you assume intent is written in these laws?
Oh, for sure.
Me looking at the piece of paper.
No fighting. Is this part of no fighting is the question Cammy has to wrestle with.
Maybe we do need to figure out and go and ask this. This is important information to know. We should go. And there's nothing about, but well, the abbot is an indigenous person.
If this was my place and somebody was doing this here, I would want to know immediately. Not tomorrow when there's potentially something going on.
Sure, but why are you assuming they have the same thought? Different conversation for later. We should probably go and talk to her.
All right. So I guess we wait an appropriate amount of time and then try to sneak out and go find the abbot.
The two of them, whoever they are in the room, don't really notice anything because they're freaking out that their plan was foiled, and I will give you that they're not going to try again tonight. And the two of you sneak out pretty quickly. Is your mage armor still on, by the way, Failgar?
Let me check.
You can choose to dispel it.
I think it just dispels if you use it. I don't know if it has
3 hours, I think.
Is it 3 hours?
I think.
I will say...
It's its duration 8 hours. So no, yes, it beautiful. Would still be up.
Beautiful. Because, just so you know, that there are a series of torches kind of lining the rock wall as you walk forward. And so if you keep it on, then there's going to be some funny shadows related to it. I guess you keep it on and people might give you weird looks because you have mage armor shadow kind of going around.
I guess I would dispel it. I might have dispelled it when Cammy said something because it was such an instinctive reaction and not a conscious.
Okay.
So I think it might not. I think I've already done it.
Okay, perfect. So the two of you are going to head towards then the torches. I'm going to say, who goes first? Who's walking in front of him?
Remembering the conversation we had when we first met, I would try to go first.
Okay. I'd be fine with anything, really. I'm just trying to get there. So if we're going towards the same place, that's fine with me.
Okay. Yeah, you're both kind of side by side. We'll say Cammy's a little more eager, but the both of you head up the path. Before you leave kind of the first area, which is a little darker, the travelers area, which is a little darker, I do want the two of you to give me an Arcana check.
Arcana? 5.
16.
You don't really notice anything, Cammy, but Failgar, as you're leaving, you get a sense that not like you're being followed, but your movement, it's almost like it's being observed, but perhaps not from a like an actual physical perspective, but almost like someone is tracking you. Do you notice that? Do you turn around or do you continue down the path?
Is it the same feeling as the rock bouncing in my mind earlier or different?
No, the feeling you, with a 16, you get the feeling, and that question, you get the feeling that it's the same kind of magic you felt with the skeletons at the beginning.
Okay. I'll just note it. And maybe not say anything, but just take extra care moving forward.
Okay. You continue down. You once again pass the Winch house. And then you see that the kitchen is closed now. There's no one in the kitchen. You continue to the library. There are a few, maybe we'll say a little bit older kobolds who are reading, up late reading and writing. You see, so you can either turn to them or can continue to head towards the main temple at the end of the path.
I think I for sure would ask somebody just where the abbot is, who's in charge of security.
If I see him do that, I'm going to say no interaction.
You're going to say no interaction?
Yeah, and then like have pull out the piece of paper and then point to the third thing.
Well, so... What was it that I said was written on the
no
third
interaction
point?
With the indigenous populations?
Do you do this in a way that the kobolds could see it?
Yes, but not loud enough to be like an annoyance.
Well, the kobolds
because I'm
see your
keep
paper
a... yes.
and the written thing. Uh-huh. there's like an elderly kobold that like walks up to you, a monocle in an eye, and he says, "Just so you're clear." Those who administer to the monastery, they are not the indigenous populations of Dragon's Rest. Just so you know.
Wait, why is this not made clear? Who are the indigenous populations?
You know, the Myconids, you know, they got a little colony down south. Anything kind of nature related, anything kind of outside the monastery, you should probably
look out
for. Oh,
thank goodness, that makes this so much easier.
You can interact with us. Obviously, any fighting or stealing from us would be part of the rules, but yes, you are good.
Okay, wonderful. So we have a quite quick question, I assume?
Yeah, so where is the abbot right now? We kind of need to talk to her about a few things. It's a little urgent.
So this kobold, we're going to call... Mumpo, this elderly wise kobold, says, "Oh, you're saying one of the new travelers are going against our rules? Is that what you're saying?"
I believe they intended to. Watching my words carefully.
what do you know what room they were staying in, perhaps?
Yeah, it was the fourth room from the path. Right beside ours.
You notice he takes out a tablet and with his finger starts to carve into it. The older technology of the kobolds here on Dragon's Rest, and begins to carve the thing. And then you see this kobold makes three boxes and puts Actually, then the kobold turns to you and asks, which room were they trying to sneak into again?
The 12th one, the last one at the end of the hall.
On this, the elderly kobold kind of jumps a little quickly. Oh, those are our form of security, per se, you say. We say here, you know, they're the ones who help the island out with troubles like this. So the fact that they're trying to sneak into that room is most troubling. And then does three X's in those boxes that are written on the slab upon hearing that it was that specific room and not just, you know, fanciful stealing by itself. And with this, you actually notice that this kobold turns to one of the younger, perhaps, kobolds in the study, gives him the slab. The younger kobold called Bleep grabs, that's two P's, by the way, grabs the slab and runs off back down towards the kind of sleeping area where your rooms are. Do you follow? And then the kobold, the elderly kobold turns to you and says, do not worry. We will take care of it all. You can rest easy.
Did you just send that kid to go check on the room 4?
Oh, I didn't send the kid to room 4. I sent the kid to room 12.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
And I will tell Renara of this tomorrow.
Okay. Cammy, do you think we should still find Renara or just deal with it again tomorrow?
I assume that we're fine.
This seems like the urgency is kind of dialed down.
The chain of command seems to have been followed. I'm quite content here.
All right. I'm skeptical that it's actually been handled, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Quick question for you. We got Mumpo's name, right?
Yep.
Okay. Quick question for you. If they were to have gotten into room 12, it says no fighting, but I also don't want to let people die. Should I not engage? Should I not fight? How do I figure that out?
I would say any kind of mischief of this kind is best reported to those in room 12, Tarak and Varnoth, who will gladly help you with any such troublemakers.
Okay. That helps somewhat.
He kind of turns as this conversation and was like apprehensive at first, but now that the slab has been sent to room 12, is no longer worried about this and is back to reading, which is obviously the much more important endeavor for Mumpo here.
Okay. I guess we'll just go back to our room since we don't really have a reason to go visit the abbot at such a late hour anymore.
And as you're heading back to your rooms, you do hear some commotion. You do hear a lot of people running out of their rooms. And as you get back, there is the two hooded figures who you saw earlier are being dragged into the middle of kind of this general area outside the rooms. And you see, with a sword pointed towards one of their throats, there is a human man in his late middle age. He has pale skin. That's tanned darker with many freckles, auburn hair, and a beard that is mostly gray and gray-blue eyes, okay? There's a faded tattoo you can kind of see on the side of his neck. You can deduce from what you learned that this is probably Tarak. And also beside Tarak is Varnoth, which is a human woman whose frame, once tightly muscled, has thinned a little bit with her age. Her black hair is cropped close to her scalp, and her light brown skin bears many scars, one of which is her left eye, which is milky and blind. An elegant prosthetic made from wood and metal replaces her right leg below the knee. So these two, you see, which you can probably deduce are the security here in this place, in room 12, have taken the bandits and thrown them in the middle of the room, and have seen You kind of see Tarek, as this is happening, kind of revealing the hood of the two shady characters here, and you notice that he kind of, with his sword, moves a little bit of the hood, and there is a tattoo on their neck. The tattoo has a skull. It's surrounded by kind of rope in like a figure eight style, and a plank underneath it all. That's the style of tattoo that he has. And Tarek, as you're kind of coming into this commotion that's happening, Tarek says, "The Gilded Gallows, I've had enough of you fools." And Tarek is actually prepared to strike the male shady figure here. What do you do?
Law seems to be perfectly going along. I'm watching.
Yeah, this seems to be justice being handled.
Yep.
Before Varnoth can do anything, Tara kills the first of these bandits, we'll say for now. And then before he can strike the second one, Varnoth stops him with a quick word and says, "We need to know why they're here. We need to know immediately." And she actually goes up to the second bandit, grabs her kind of by the cape here, and says, "Why are the Gilded Gallows here? We thought we already dealt with you last year. I'm not gonna have this." And she kind of like is threatening her, but is hoping to get information. And on this, the more adventurous of the two bandits kind of laps a little bit, smirks a little bit, and says, "Oh, the Gilded Gallows is here, and it's time for us to get our due." And she's kind of laughing manically, and Varnoth takes a knife and slits her throat, knowing that she can't, she's not going to tell them anything. And then both of them proceed to quickly kind of clean up the area after the two dead bodies are huddled together and thrown off the ledge into the water, after being bundled together with some rope. After that, the two of them kind of assure all the travelers that the two of them were part of a shady group called the Gilded Gallows, and it's best to want nothing with them. Do the two of you interact with the two of them, or do you just head to your bed after once the crowd kind of control happens here?
I think I go up and I talk to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
I just say, "Hey, so we saw them trying to break into your room earlier, and then we reported it." And I assume that's, you know, then led us to here. But do you know what they were wanting to do? Were they just wanting to, was it a murder? Were they wanting to steal something? Do you know what their motivations are?
On this, Tarek kind of looks up at you, and you see Tarek pulls down his cloth, kind of his simple robe, and reveals his own faded neck tattoo. And it's the same tattoo that you saw on the two of them. But it's like really faded. And he says, "It could be because of me, because I used to be part of the Gilded Gallows. But I hope not. I hope it's just a one-off occurrence, and they aren't here to get me for good."
Well, they did mention somebody, or specifically trying to find someone that got away. Unfortunately,
they said he'd run away here.
Tarek, like on this, looks very troubled, and he said, "I will talk to Renara about this, because it may be time for me to depart the island if I'm causing more trouble than my protecting is worth." And
are you going to Renara right now? Because that's where
we're... Are we finally going to go there?
we'll come with you.
We will go in the morning, and I think it is time. A lot has happened, and we will rest. However, the first thing tomorrow, we will go with you to Renara and report all that has happened tonight.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that I appreciated the swift justice that was brought, and we'll all be able to sleep easier tonight.
And I appreciate you reporting it immediately. And
of course.
And with that, you kind of split apart and you go to your room and you, yeah, everything kind of quiets down and you lock the door. even though the fear, you know, the immediate danger is gone, you do lock the door. And as you're heading to sleep, I would like Cammy to do a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no. 10.
Wow. Okay. 10 is... 10 is by... Wow, interesting. 10 is... 10 is a... The dice really want to say something with 10.
Okay, perfect.
On a 10.
I'd love to hear that.
It's not like a headache. It's not like a nightmare. However, there is a silent voice as you're kind of trying to fall asleep. And you toss and turn just a little bit more than you would normally, per se. But there's a silent voice that says, "Oh, you're here. Good. That's what I hoped for." And then you fall asleep. And Failgar, as you're falling asleep, you kind of quickly, you noticing Cammy's already asleep before then, you quickly kind of go into one of your, perhaps it was in your traveler's chest, perhaps it was in your robe of some kind, a pocket hidden. But you take out a piece of paper, a parchment, and engraved kind of in ink on the bottom is the same symbol, the same tattoo that you saw of the Guild of Gallows.
And
that'll be it for the first episode of the ASAP Sorcos Chronicles. Thank you for listening to Volume 1, Episode 1 of the Sword Coast Chronicles. Our players were Cammy, played by Wabs, Failgar, played by Frank, and I was your host. The environment and the friends we made along the way was Zero. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time in Faerun.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.